With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Two top White House advisors are heading to the Biden re-election campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
As the 2024 race heats up, the president is dispatching two of his senior advisors, Mike Donilon and Jen O'Malley Dillon, to his campaign headquarters in Delaware. The moves come after several Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, have questioned Biden's re-election strategy and encouraged him to shift people and decision-making from the White House to his headquarters in Wilmington. Greg Clugston reporting.
Meanwhile, Fox News contributor Pete Domenich says GOP analysts are getting out over their skis when they say that Joe Biden has no chance for re-election this fall.
This is very early. We're 10 months out. There are babies that have not been conceived yet that will be born before this is decided. And I just think that it's very early to say.
Domenich tells the Salem Radio Network the president also enjoys a number of advantages, including a sympathetic mainstream media and a very well-funded campaign chest. The Secretary General of the UN is calling on countries to resume funding the main agency providing aid in Gaza. Antonio Guterres' appeal today comes despite the fact that several employees of that UN agency for Palestinian refugees have been found to have taken part in the Hamas attack on Israel that ignited the war 4 months ago. South Korea's military says that North Korea fired several cruise missiles that flew over waters near a major military shipyard on the country's eastern coast today, extending a streak of weapons tests that are worsening tensions with the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. The Joint Chiefs of South Korea says the missiles were detected over waters near North Korea's port of Sinpo. This is SRN News. Back in 2020, Dallas pastor T.D. Jakes created a foundation that is committed to providing education and training for minorities in areas of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Today, his vision has expanded to building bridges between underserved communities and the business world. President and CEO Kelly Cornish outlines the mission of the T.D. Jakes Foundation.
Going into schools and also providing academies where children from underserved communities can attend to learn about these areas that the Black and Brown community has not really been exposed to up until recently. And this goes back to finding some of the root causes of why there are such disparities and then helping to change those.
Cornish adds that the T.D. Jakes Foundation already operates a thriving STEAM Academy in Dallas and is about to launch another one in Atlanta later this year. More details can be found at tdjfoundation.org. This is SRN News. There are some heroes in Indiana.
A truck hauling zebras and camels from a circus caught fire early Saturday on a highway, prompting a police rescue of the critters. Authorities say a state trooper, a Grant County sheriff's deputy, and a third unidentified person rescued five zebras, four camels, and a miniature horse by leading them off of the smoke-filled trailer. None of the animals were injured, although the three who did the rescue work all suffered from smoke inhalation and were treated. Jason Walker reporting.
NASA's little Mars helicopter has flown its final flight. The space agency says the 4-pound chopper named Ingenuity can no longer fly because of rotor blade damage. While it remains upright and in contact with flight controllers, officials say the $85 million mission is now officially over. This is SRN News.